Good morning, Agud Chodesh. We are in Maseches Trumos. We are beginning the eighth parak. We discussed previously the halachas of someone who eats truma when he is a czar, that the halachas he has to pay back to Kayin at Karen and the Chaimish. So this mishnah describes an interesting scenario. You have a woman who married a Kayin, and therefore she's allowed to eat truma. So she's eating the truma halachically. They came over to her and they gave her a memo. It said, Meis Bailech, your husband passed away. So now she's no longer married to the Kayin. She's a Bas Yisro. She can't eat Truma anymore. Ay Gersheich, or that she has been divorced. Now obviously this is a strange case. Because generally speaking, when a woman gets divorced, she's going to know about it. You don't just find out about it. And technically it's just not possible for someone to inform someone they're divorced. They have to get divorced by accepting the get. So the Gemara in Gittin explains, this is talking about a scenario where she knew she was getting divorced, but there was a scheduled day for her to receive the get from her husband, and she sent a shliach to go get it. Now he went a little bit early and picked it up, so halachically his acceptance of the get is good for her, but she just did not know yet that the divorce actually went through. So she thought she had a couple more days to eat truma, which was okay, but now she finds out that the gerushin, the divorce, took place already. An eved kenani, a non-Jewish servant of a kayin, shayach b'tshuma, is allowed to eat truma. They came and told the meis rabach that your owner, your master, actually passed away, and now he's going to be passed on to the children who are not kayanim. It would have to be a son-in-law. Or there was a transfer, he was passed on to a Yisrael and a son of Matana. You've been given, in other words, the bottom line is you changed masters, you're no longer owned by a Kayin. Oh, yeah, Sach ben Charon, or you've been freed. Or another case, V'chein Kayeg, Kayin Sha'ech b'Truma, V'nedesh U'gushu ben Chalutza. A Kayin who was eating Truma, thinking that he is properly a proper Kayin allowed to eat Truma, but then they informed him that indeed his mother, or more accurately, his father married somebody who he should not have married as a Kayin. So now he's going to be a Chalal, he's not allowed to eat Truma. So the bottom line is, he started off, in any of these cases, the Kayin started off eating the Truma under the halachic pretenses that it was okay, and they were correct with that assessment, but they found out information later that they really were not allowed to eat Truma. So all those cases are Belezer and Bechayev Karim Chaimish. Belezer says, I'm sorry about the misunderstanding over here, but the bottom line is, you were not a Kayin, you were not allowed to eat the Truma, and therefore pay back the Kayin the principal plus an extra Chaimish, which we described was a quarter. Rabbi Yeshua Paiter, Rabbi Yeshua says that's not true. We don't obligate him to pay back the Karen Chaimish. The Gemara explains that it was talking about an interesting case. Kayin, a similar scenario. Kayin is doing Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash. They find out that he's not fit to serve because his father married either a Gusha or a Chalutza. So, in other words, a divorcee or a woman who went through chalitza. The same machlekes we had earlier, we have now, where Rabbi Lezer says that his karbanos are illegitimate, they didn't work, and Rabbi Yehuda says they are good. One case where everyone agrees is noida shu bal mom. He finds out that he has some type of physical disability which disqualifies him from doing the avodah. In such a case of avodah psula, everyone agrees that the avodah is pasuk, because the pasuk says tamim. If he is not a tamim, right? Pasuk says hini noisin lo yisprisi shalim, not tamim shalim. So he has to be complete. If he has a mum, then the avodah is pasuk. Have a wonderful day and a good chodesh.